Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Big Chris Live, the live stream and then the podcast. You can find it everywhere you find podcasts, as they say, Spotify, the Dean Blundell Network, deanblundell.com, and of course, Apple Podcasts, always pandering for your star reviews. Still currently sitting at all 5 stars. Nobody has given us anything but 5. You can certainly drop a 2 or 3 if you feel that way. Definitely leave a comment. Appreciate it. Appreciate the subscription and taking us with you, you know, on the road, in the car. And for those tuning in tonight for the video live stream, please welcome my guest. He's stored in my phone as the Wizard of Oz. Please welcome Oz. He's been on the podcast before. Just one name. Just that's it. One name, Oz. Like Cher.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great, man. Great to have you on again.
And thanks just for having me.
You're on the panel. You're on the Older Dads Club, and we could certainly talk parenting all night, I'm sure. But
man, I was talking about this today. I'm going to be 60 and have a 20-year-old. That freaks me out. Yeah. That freaks me out. 20-year-old daughter. Yeah. Lucky my daughter's got 2 older brothers, but yeah, you're going to be a 60-year-old with a daughter.
With a daughter, yeah. I'm going to be at her high school graduation, like, with a whole different list of concerns than the other parents. We're just going to hang and shoot the shit tonight. My biggest news, my biggest latest is I'm just getting over COVID. I'm just, you know, on the back end of it.
So walk me through it. This is obviously your first taste of COVID.
Yeah, first time.
What did it do to you? What was the symptoms?
You know what? I am so lucky. It really didn't get into my lungs much. Like, I mean, a bit of a cough, but like nothing like, you know, what you've heard about, right? And I would love to just off the top thank years of heavy bong hits and water pipe usage and just like the cannabis of it all in every different device, whether it's the bong or whatever.
They say there's truth to that. People who smoke cigarettes and smoke joints apparently, you know, have this shield against COVID. Well, that's probably not true, but
you know, the internet says a lot of things, and that's one of the things that I've seen on the internet. Now, of course, you know, Facebook puts this little notification underneath the story being like, this may not be completely factual. And yeah, probably not.
What is factual today, man? What is factual today?
Dude, man, a newspaper used to publish stories about Bat Boy when newspapers were a thing, you know? Like, it's the same idea. I like trashy stuff. I like Jerry Springer. I like the tabloids. I think it's entertainment value. But unfortunately, on the internet, it's had a little more dire consequences. But yeah, man, the COVID has been luckily, you know, my lungs weren't really that bad. But I'll tell you, the first 48 hours, I was awake maybe 3 hours in the 48 hours. Like, I had like just a couple hours a day. I was able to get out of bed. I was able to go outside and get some fresh air for just a little bit, and I no appetite. I dropped 8 pounds in like 2 days. Yeah, I know. I mean, like, I had the spare. Like, I, so yeah, you know, I'm all right with that. And yeah, I was like, oh man, my shirts are fitting a little bit better now. This is good. You know, and that was the upside. But yeah, and then it was just like days of like a sinus headache, days of like just like kind of cold symptoms. Like, right, that was it. But those first couple of days were crazy. And we did it in the dark.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the tornado happened. So all of a sudden I get home and I'm like, oh my God, I'm sick. I think I got my body's aching. And I'm just like, take a COVID test. I'm like, fuck, all I want to do is get in a hot bath. I'm like, oh, we don't have hot water. Of course, don't have power. My wife's in the other room. I'm all by myself.
Do you ever like think about what would happen if we had a solar flare? And the power went out for, like, it starts off a week and you're like, all right, this is not too bad. I can handle this in
yeah.
Month, well, two yeah. months, 3 months.
thanks to you, I did have a chance to think about it because I'm sitting in bed and he's texting me like, hey man, how you doing down there with the tornado and everything? I'm like, yeah, I'm fucked up right now. I'm one of those hours that I was awake in those first couple of days and I'm just like looking for sympathy points. I'm just like, oh man, everything's all fucked up. And Oz just texts me back and he's like, yeah, wouldn't that be crazy if we had a solar flare? It'd be like this all the time. And I'm just like, I've had nothing to do but just sit in bed for days.
Doesn't it make you want to get prepared for it though? Like yeah, start prepping all those crazies on the internet. Like, you know, I'm like them, but now time to prepare. Get ready. Get you stuck in the food just in case.
Yeah. I'm ready to go down that alley. The other alley that I'm going down is, speaking of conspiracies. Now, Facebook, don't get upset. I think we're allowed to talk about this now. Now that, you know, Facebook lifted its ban, but you know, the fact the fucking virus is made in a lab somewhere in Wuhan, China, like that, man, it is not natural. It did not, those first couple of days, not feel natural. And I can't taste or fucking smell a thing right now.
Right.
Like I can smoke weed. I'm fine. Cause my lungs were okay. So I'm back to smoking. like I fucking, the weed doesn't taste the same anymore.
In a good way or in a bad way?
In a neutral way. It just has this fucking like earthy sort of like, it's like I can taste the smoke and I can taste a bit of the earthiness.
But maybe that's just your taste buds coming back from being.
I don't know, man. But even smell, like I think I'm done. I don't think I'm done smoking weed. Of course, I'm ride or die for life. But I think I'm done like being a connoisseur. You know, if I don't get my smell back, I can't be, you know, sniffing the buds and, you know, and really like being an enthusiast.
Right. Are you really, though?
I appreciate a good bud, for sure.
Who doesn't? True. But have we not become a little too far? Are we not like in the golden age of weed where you can walk into a place and touch it and smell it? You know, remember the old days, though, when you go down to Bob's and you'd just be happy with what you got.
Sit there and stare at his fish tank for half an hour before you can leave, you know, just hang out for a bit. You know, like even though I don't fucking like this guy, but I'm gonna hang out.
But you just got what you were given, man. You didn't worry about how many you know milligrams of THC were in it. You just took it. You didn't know if it was sativa or indica.
It was a little slower of a process. You know, you go back to Bob or whoever the fuck your guy was. My guy was named Jeff for a long time.
You took weed back to Jeff. You said, Jeff, this shit's not good enough.
Yeah, I'd say, Jeff.
No, you didn't.
This is bullshit. Well, I know I would still smoke it, but the next time I went back, I'm like, dude, give me the real shit.
That's it. No, like, you don't want to piss Jeff off. You wanted to go back and see Jeff next week.
No, man. There was at a point like where before legalization, I had like 7 guys on my phone.
Right.
Like, and if one guy wasn't available or he was selling terrible weed, I was just like, nah, next, you know, who's next on the list? Boom, 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 boom. But my top guy was named Jeff and I never knew his last name. His business card just said Jeff with a phone number on it.
Right. The ideal, you know, weed dealer's business card.
And he didn't fuck around. Like that was the other thing too. Like you just go, he's like, yep, boom, boom, boom. It was just like a shot basically.
Where do you reckon Jeff is now? What do you think Jeff's doing these days?
Well, he had a diverse portfolio.
Did he?
Shall we put it? Yeah.
He's a risk adverse, was he?
Well, he is also a bootlegger.
Man,
you could at 4 in the morning, you needed a bottle of vodka. Boom. He's there. He
had it. Were you playing a premium for this?
Well, I didn't. I wasn't the guy. I never ordered that. Ordered for other people. Anyways, it's a thing.
I often think about where are the drug dealers of yesteryear. Like, what happened to the Jeffs and the Bills and the Bobs?
Do you remember there was a story where there was like some right wing news
tell you,
media?
Quickly tell you about the first time I ever brought weed. Was you had to put $20 through a little hole, and you got back. You got back, a tinny, which was the size of a pencil.
So is that what it's like in New Zealand? Like that was a.
I was young. I was probably buying in the wrong places.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Like that's where you go.
You got your weed through a glory hole.
That's weed glory hole. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sometimes like you get paranoid.
No, it was probably a glory hole on Saturday nights. That's what I'm saying.
$20 was a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, when you're 17, for sure, $20 is like half your life savings, right?
Glory hole weed.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's fucking weird. That's a wild.
I never thought about it like that.
That's a wild upbringing is what that is. But yeah, so.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, weed doesn't taste the same anymore. You know, so that sucks. Coffee doesn't taste the same anymore. And like in a bad way.
Like, is this, are you stuck with this? My wife had COVID. I didn't get it. Luckily, yeah. I slept beside her every night. But I didn't get it at all. But she had fever. Didn't experience this taste bud and loss of smell, though. She's perfectly normal now.
Well, yeah. So like, my wife, everybody, like, we're pretty sure my daughter too, she's not having a taste or smell. Like she's, you know, she's picky about her food and different stuff.
What toddler's not picky about
her food? No, I'm just saying, no, but I mean like even like her favorites, like we're breaking out her favorites. So we know that she likes.
Have you guys been doing tests? Have you put out like two things, like a piece of broccoli and a treat, and you give her the broccoli and she goes, oh, I'll eat that. How are you testing? To know whether or not.
I don't know exactly, dude, to be honest, but like I can tell you just by her reactions to different foods and stuff, she's underwhelmed by what her normal favorites would be.
Right.
Sweet potato, for example, you know, so that's why I say this shit has to have been made in a lab. That's why I say, like, what other fucking cold, flu, anything out there fucking takes your taste and smell away? Like, fuck you. I'm pissed about it, to be honest.
Oh, I don't blame you. I lost mine through cigarettes a long time ago. So,
yeah, no, I flirted with the darts there for a while in my life.
They took away my taste of smell and
you'd like go home and like mom would make me like a meal and I'd be like, whoa, mom, what is this spicy fucking dish you made me? That's a baked potato, sweetheart.
Right. Whoa.
Yeah, darts, eh? I didn't know you smoked, man. That's
Yeah, for years. That's
way before we knew each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm off a Diet Coke too, or Pepsi.
Oh man, that's what I'm drinking right now. All I was drinking when I had COVID was water and Gatorade, and that's like I say, I lost like 8 pounds.
I'm drinking this delicious Tejado tequila soda.
Oh, you're having a drink? Oh man, I should have done. Why didn't I think of that? That's terrible. Anyways, let's move on to a clip here that I got that I think is. I don't know why I think it's funny. You have to think that Amish people are funny, I guess.
Whoa. Whoa. Hey. Hey. Wake up. There's a Bud Light can sitting in there and he passed clean out.
That's what he did to me.
He'll go home. The horse knows how to get home.
We might have it stopped. Nope. Disregard. He just rammed it into my car.
Now, for those who aren't sure what we just witnessed, that was, I believe, from Ohio, where a drunk Amish dude rammed into a cop car.
He's going to be the talk of the community, isn't he?
Yeah.
He'll never live that down. That'll be for them. They're very peaceful. They sort of keep to themselves people.
And can you imagine? You're right. Like, the community, right? Like the gossip in those small cult-like, forget the Amish, like any small sort of like tight-knit community, community, like cult-wise or otherwise. Like they must be super gossipy.
Sipping on the devil's juice, wasn't he?
Yeah,
One Bud Light can? Do you think he had a few more or like?
No, I think it was just the one for sure.
the best part of that is he just about got away with it. He's like, shit, let him go. The horse knows his way.
Yeah,
he just about dodged a bullet.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, and that cop looks stupid now all of a sudden because he's like, just let it.
The horse knows.
Next thing you know, there's fucking $16,000 in damage to police property because of the horse rammed into a cop car. They got the whole fucking side has to be repainted, you know?
The future version is when the Tesla's driving you home and you're hammered in the back of the Tesla. It's like, the car knows its way home. Have you caught much of the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial?
The Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial? Yes.
You caught any of it? Yeah. Oh man, my favorite thing. Like I melted realizing that celebrities are just like me. When Johnny Depp testified that Amber Heard took a shit in his bed. I was just like, oh, fantastic. These people, they have an argument. My wife and I have an argument. She'll just leave and come back later. Yeah. Amber Heard, she takes dumps in Johnny's bed.
Yeah, I know. It makes us all feel more fortunate to the people.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There's fighting dirty and then there's fighting shitty. You know, it's no bueno. There's the Amber Heard thing, man. We played this on the last podcast too. I'll get your take on it, Oz. Here's Amber Heard in court doing cocaine. And it's so obvious. It's so obvious. It's anyways, here it is. I mean, it's not, you can't deny it, right?
There's a moment there where you can tell there's guilt because she does this little.
Yeah, she does paranoid like, eye darts.
Guilty look.
Yeah. Yeah. The adjacent sniff at the very end of it. I'm just absolutely. Oh my God. That's the takeaway moment for me. I'm on neither side. I think they're both fucking creeps, but I'm just happy to be along for the ride of the shit in the bed and
absolutely
most Hollywood thing ever, doing cocaine in court. You know,
I am somewhat suspicious that we saw none of the what's her name, Giselle Maxwell, Giselle, what's her name?
Misdirection.
We saw none of that, right? We've got all this Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, but none of that.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine?
Ghislaine? Is it Ghislaine?
I don't know. I live on Ghislaine. No. No, I thought it was Ghislaine.
See, like, we don't even know her name. We heard nothing about
exactly.
Her.
I know, but if it was on court TV, we would certainly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you can't tell me there wasn't some shitting in beds going on there.
Man, yeah, this is a lot worse than that, I think, man. Holy fuck, that Epstein thing is so creep.
There's so much to that that never came out, though. What they were up to, they were blackmailing people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So who were they blackmailing?
I don't even know, man. But
why not?
Probably everyone.
Yeah, but
I'm not that well versed into it, man, because the whole thing gave me the creeps. As soon as I found out that Epstein had like a chessboard in his house, and the pieces of the chessboard were made up like hand carved nude like imagery of his employees. Like, could you imagine being his fucking secretary as a female and then realizing there is a fucking a naked version of you on a fucking chess piece on your boss's fucking chessboard?
That is pretty weird. So he would like move the chess piece and say, "Carol, could you get me a coffee?" And then just
no, I don't. I don't.
How do you know? What's the purpose of it then?
I don't know how he used them, but I just know that they existed.
Wouldn't you be pissed too if you're a rook and you're not like you thought you're actually? You're a pawn, but you thought you're actually in the back court, but you're actually in the front court.
What do you mean? I'm not a fucking bishop. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, man, that I am totally with you in the media misdirection, much like, you know, the protests in Hong Kong. And then a couple of months later, you know, the entire world changes, you know, same idea, man. There's all these things like the for every action, there's a reaction. There's always things like that to me that are super connected. And I, man, this is the most conspiratorial episode that I've ever had. And I've ever spoken about these things. Usually
a buddy that we need to bring on. His name is Dangerous Dave. This guy fully believes the world's flat. Like you cannot.
Oh, he's a flat earth. You cannot
convince him otherwise. Like, and yet, and it, like he doesn't get angry, he doesn't get upset. Like he looks at us like we're fools. Like he's either on another wavelength or he's on a completely different wavelength.
Well, yeah, is he into the lizard people too? That's another one.
Yes, he's talked about the lizard people. Absolutely.
Really? So he's a flat earther and he believes in lizard people. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. If you, we can't even go down the lizard people, fucking rabbit hole right now, but if you just Google lizard people, you'll get a quick synopsis.
Parents and nudists. I just wonder if it's got anything to do with it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That could, you know, lead to an interesting upbringing. I've often wondered.
Absolutely. It could though. Right.
Yeah. I've often wondered about like friends, like people that I know who are swingers. And I'm like, and they have full on families, like 2-3 kids. And I'm just like,
that's a lot to juggle.
Balancing act.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I don't know. That's not for me, that swinging.
No.
Most people I know who have given it a try, their marriages have gone tits up.
Yeah. No, to me, like having an inter-relationship affair, if that's even a word, that's not the path to redemption, man. That isn't going to spice anything up. That's just going to fucking wreck whatever you have. I mean, call me old fashioned.
Getting old, hey, man.
Yeah, I am getting old, man. I know. I that's the thing. I feel like I'm 90. I feel like I'm 90 years old now with like how fast the world is changing and progressing. And I'm just like,
in front of you, man.
Again, like down to conspiratory lane. There's just things that just feel right sometimes, you know, like the fucking lab in Wuhan, China that, you know, that's got like literally two blocks distance from the wet market that the disease was discovered in. Like, give me a break. Where they worked on coronaviruses. I mean, it just, the math, dude, it's fucking just eating me up, man.
Do you not believe this is a like a bat eating situation? Where are we on that though? Is there any information come out where was it someone who ate a bat in a market?
No, that dude, I'm telling you, it's the fucking lab that was down the street from the market. No, that was the initial story. I remember when we were in Mexico, I saw it on CNN in Mexico, and they were like, yeah, there's a new disease that came from somebody eating a bat in a bat soup, you know, in Wuhan, China. And I was just like, no fucking way. And then of course it blew up into the, you know, the thing that we all know now, right?
So now it's been reported that it actually is from, I don't follow, man. I tuned out of all like mainstream news and social.
Yeah. You're off the grid.
Yeah. Has it been proven that it was from a lab? Has it?
No, it's not been proven. No, it's not. But I believe it is now. It's you know, again, it's one of those stories out there where Facebook says, yeah, I don't know if you should be clicking on this. But it's something that's out there, and there's, you know, been certain, you know, documents out there, government documents that suspect or in some way suspect that might have been the case. We're never going to know because China's, you know, so secretive, but
yeah,
they, and who would admit to it? Here's a little something to add credence to it. All right. This is the thing that nobody's pointed out. Months before COVID really happened or broke out or whatever, do you remember what the biggest news story coming out of China was? That was worldwide.
No idea.
There were massive protests in Hong Kong.
Oh, of course.
Massive protests. Yeah. Months of protests. And it was worldwide news coverage, and it made China look shitty, you know, because
So you're linking the lab leak to,
I'm saying that, yeah,
shutting down the people.
Yeah. Oh my God. Everybody stay inside because there's a freaking disease out there. Like,
pretty,
you know,
it's pretty crazy what's going on though over the last 2 years, you know, considering the amount of, you know, on social media is manipulated everything. It's hard to know these days what is actual truth and what's not. Here we are talking about whether or not it's a lab leak or not, but I honestly still thought it was a bat. I thought someone ate a bat.
No, see, that's the thing. That was the initial report, though. Yeah, you're right, man. That was the last time.
Has there been a report since?
Yeah, that it came from a fucking, I think a pangolin or something, or like
there's some kind of,
no, a pangolin, or maybe, I don't know, man.
A what? What's a pangolin?
All right, you know what? Let's just fucking Google it right now. We'll see what mainstream Google has to say about it.
I was all the way down the bat rabbit hole, man. I didn't believe what they told me.
Where did COVID come from? Facts only. What is the origin? Severe acute, blah, blah, blah.
Sorry, you're on a website. You're on a website called Facts Only.
Yeah, no, but it doesn't say anything. It just says came from Wuhan, but it doesn't say from where, from what animal, or how it happened.
The bat. I'm telling you,
maybe it is the bat. Exactly. Maybe it's the bat, or maybe it's the lab.
Right.
You know, but neither one is fucking good, man. Like, do I want to know that I have bat floating around inside me right now? No, I actually prefer the scientific route.
It doesn't stop you eating bacon and stuff.
Well, stops me from tasting it.
True.
Yeah. What good is life if you can't taste bacon? If you can't taste coffee?
Like, you think this is forever, what you've got going on? Is that, have you done research? Google research, haven't you?
Man, it's been weeks. Yeah, there's too many Googles.
Yeah, stop.
No, but it's been weeks. No, but it's been weeks. So, like, I'm like, okay. Well, not weeks, but, like, almost 2 weeks. And like, I'm like, I'm feeling fine. I did 5 hours of yard work the other day, man. I'm feeling great.
You eat something and it's just, what is it? Does this blend?
Yeah. Well, not everything, but yeah, most things. Yeah. Most things. Or there's like this like overlaying, like, I don't want to say metallic or earthy. I don't know, man. There's just something like
crazy
layering on top of everything. Yeah.
It's like one taste. It's like one taste and one smell. It's like the same thing.
And have you Googled this?
Yeah, I Googled it. Yeah,
what did Google say?
Some people, oh man, hang on a second. Why does COVID affect smell and taste? Thanks. I finished my sentence because it's listening. Researchers are still trying to determine. One study suggests the virus doesn't directly damage olfactory sensory neurons. Instead, it may affect cells that support these neurons. Once infection goes away, the olfactory nerve will start working properly again with time.
With time. Can you stimulate it?
I need to now if I need to stimulate olfactory nerve. Is that what the next thing I'm going to look up here?
Sure, let's do this. We might solve this for everybody.
Stimulation. I'm going to Google something.
It's not your normal search, is it?
Oh, yeah. No, anytime I type stimulation into a search bar, I'm worried.
You had to type the first three letters and it populated it for you, right?
Yeah, it auto-finished it, yeah. Carry a vial of non-irritating substances in your bag. Vanilla, lemon, what? And freshly ground coffee are good examples. And tobacco or scented soap will do if necessary. These odors stimulate the olfactory receptors. Do not use irritating odors such as camphor or menthol. So don't smoke menthol cigarettes.
So what it's saying, go sniff some beans. Is that what you
got? Yeah, it's just, yeah, it says coffee.
Put them in your backpack. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, okay. All right. Well, I guess that's my mission. Then keep trying to drink coffee, I guess.
Oh, you got to, dude, you got to hang out with the bean, I think. Isn't that just,
hang out with the bean? Who says that?
You're gonna hang out with coffee grinds, like start carrying those around with
you. Yeah, and like a bag around my neck, like Angelina Jolie's got fucking Billy Bob's blood in a vial around her neck. No thanks.
I wonder where that is these days. I wonder if she still got it or if it's like in a in a box in their garage.
In a memory box.
Won't find it till you move next.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. How do you explain that to the movers? Exactly what that is. How do they catalog that when they move to your next mansion? I don't know.
When your kids find it, what's this? Have you seen Bad Santa?
Yeah, I have, man. That's so good, man. It's a classic one. It's a classic movie. Other than that, the only thing I know Billy Bob for is his freak out on the Gian Gomeshi show. Do you remember that at all?
Yes, I do. Yeah, yeah. Well, it seems like he had good taste. It all turned out. Oh,
no, yeah. In the long run, the guy's fucking like spider sense is going off that this guy's a fucking creep.
Yeah.
But also, I remember exactly why Billy Bob freaked out. Like, I remember the whole thing. I remember the name of his band was the Boxmasters.
Yeah.
And it was like, because he introduced him as an actor, he got upset. He wanted to just be there to talk about the Boxmasters. Nothing to do with him or his acting career, nothing. And the fact that in the introductory for him, that he said that, oh, you know, he's done some acting as well, or he mentioned, you know, one of his roles. He lost his shit, man.
He did.
Yeah.
You could do a whole podcast just on celebrities losing their shit in interviews, because there's some funny ones.
There's some good ones out there. Like, remember the drunk messages? Pat, what's his name from fucking Access Hollywood?
Yeah. Wait, before you drink that Pepsi right now, like, can you not taste that then? So when you drink that, there's no flavor?
I can taste the Pepsi.
You can?
Yeah, it's not everything. Yeah. And it's like the more natural it is, the less I taste. The faker it is, like the cheese Doritos.
Oh, tasty.
Taste it. Yep. I can taste Diet Pepsi, cheese Doritos. Yeah. But it's like, if it's like real, I ordered a fucking Madras, a chicken, like a Indian food the other night. Tasted like just tomato paste. I know it wasn't, because it's a good restaurant. I've had their food before.
Obviously, because if it was shit food, then you would have been able to taste it.
Exactly. It was too real. So now I'm just, the only thing I can enjoy is shitty food. This is terrible.
Or you know you're eating well when you can't taste it.
Well, actually, it's not a bad bad way of looking at it.
You go on a diet.
Yeah, so broccoli still fucking tastes.
You can't taste it. So you don't care. You can scoff it back.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but the whole point is I like to taste it.
Broccoli.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm saying. To taste the food.
Well, I'd have to taste the broccoli.
Yeah, but I'll just choose to eat something shitty that I can taste. Because that's who I am, man.
Fine.
That's
all
right. Who I am, man.
Have some Pepsi. Tasty.
I can taste you, Patrick. I can taste you. Oh, you're good. But yeah, man, it's been crazy. This has been a crazy fucking journey, this whole thing. You know, and then having the baby, of course, and the wife. And like, you know, the one thing I'll be happy about, though, is that my wife doesn't smell my fucking farts. Or like, you know, where I've just been like wearing the same track pants for 3 days, you know, because of COVID. But, you know, I'm stuck in the same track pants and she can't smell it. So because she's got way worse. She's got no sense of smell or taste at all.
So you can just like let rip in front of her.
And yeah,
now, like that's a superpower.
Yeah, it is. I do think it's a superpower. I think it's actually like great for like, you know, just covert, you know, just totally covert. Like she's not disgusted by me anymore, and that my wife can't smell my fucking butthole anymore. Thank God.
Unless you're into some freaky shit.
Unless you're this person.
Hardest part of Brazilian is over with, ladies. Now it's time for the butthole. One of the easiest things you can do while waxing.
That's right.
Ladies, don't forget not to fart.
And gold.
I hope she had COVID. Gold. I hope she doesn't smell anything. I hope she doesn't fucking smell or taste any of that.
What was going on there? Talcum powder? Is that what flew out there?
I don't know, man. I've never had my butthole waxed, but I think let's take a look. We'll have to watch it again, I guess.
Do they talc your butthole?
Hardest part of Brazilian is over with, ladies. Now it's time for the butthole. One of the easiest things you can do while waxing.
That's right.
Ladies, don't forget not to fart. It's not good for the esthetician.
Oh, yeah, man.
Been talking about her. It must have been. I don't know. I've never had my butthole waxed. I don't know what that.
You think that the waxer was in on that?
I don't think so. She seemed kind of pissed.
It's gonna be like her sister or something. It looked like she was gonna carry on though.
Yeah. No. I mean, yeah. I guess. I mean, it's hard to say, right? Like. I'm sure that as an esthetician, I mean, how many times has she had, but like not even, I mean, it's a little more embarrassing than it's on camera, but I'm sure she's had farts in her face a billion times. I mean, that's not, you know, anyone who does that kind of work, good for you.
Was she wearing a mask?
I can't remember. We'll have to watch it again, I guess.
It's time for the butthole. One of the easiest things you can do while waxing.
That's right.
Ladies, don't forget not to fart. It's not good for the esthetician.
No, she's not wearing a mask. Right. No mask. That's too bad. So, yeah, I mean, there's a chance of other things happening if you inhale that. I mean,
what was it? We still don't know what it was.
The talcum powder. I think it must have been talcum. Talc. I don't know. Talcum powder. Tacum powder.
Talcum powder.
Can't smell
it. Can you spread COVID through farts? Because the Chinese were butt swabbing people at the Olympics, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. That's a real thing. Yeah, I think you can. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing: the city of Ottawa here. Now that we live in Ottawa, they determine how much COVID is in the community through the
toilets. Yeah.
Yeah, through the sewer. Yeah. And trust me, man, that was the other side thing too.
They've been testing people's toilet water for years, for like things. No, they have like for things for cocaine and all sorts of things.
Oh, really? To see how drugged up a populace is?
Right.
Interesting.
What are they on? You could tell a lot from a household through their toilet waste.
Yeah, I know. Like how many fucking vegetables I eat,
right?
Or don't eat in my case. Yeah, a lot. Yeah, man, people's shit tells a lot. People's garbage too, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big telltale. Oh fuck, that's the one thing I like about here in Ottawa is the garbage pickup, man. It's quite generous.
They take a lot.
Yeah, we get an extra bag.
Why?
Just for diapers, because we have a baby. We just like register with the city, and this guy who looks like Keith Richards rolls up in a pickup truck and like just fucking hops out and grabs a fucking bag of garbage. Like it's got its own system.
Oh, just for diapers?
Just for the diaper bags? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh. But like, here's a fucking confession. I've been putting like other things in there, you know, like
what?
I don't know, like old food, like, oh, we got half an old chicken.
Where's it going? Imagine if it gets somewhere and they start sorting it out. Like they go, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm on diaper detail. Fuck. Last time I worked diaper detail, some guy threw a chicken in there. Fuck.
So how do you prove you have a kid?
I don't know.
Could you scam the system? Could you have like 12 kids?
You could easily scam the system. We didn't have to show any evidence. We just had to say it was like on our honor.
Someone like me would take advantage of that. Like, I got 5 kids, man. I got a lot of
I mean, your household waste must be off the chart, dude, because you got 3 kids, right? Because like I got the one kid. And I can just like, I know how much like, dude, the diapers, the excess compost, the food that just gets thrown on the floor. Yeah, man. Like I can only imagine 3 of that. Maybe recycling is not even your biggest worry though.
It's good, man. They get to a certain age, which I think is like 5, 6, and basically they take care of themselves. So you don't have to worry about that diaper issue so much.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
my 8-year-old's at the point where he'll start the shower, get in, get out. I guess I don't have to worry about him.
That's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Man,
I can't even believe it. I can't. That to me seems like light years away.
It is. It absolutely is.
Oh, okay. It is. Thanks for reminding me.
what part of parenting did you not see coming?
The fact that you can't rely for shit on daycare. That's the biggest thing. Everyone will warn me about everything else. Like everything else, every warning about everything. Like, yep. Okay. Yep. I saw that coming. Yep. Somebody told me about that. Yep. Nobody said, hey, man, by the way, you're going to fucking pay for more daycare than you use. Mm-hmm. You know, even part-time. Nah, we're like a 12th time.
Aren't you retired? Aren't you like living off your wife's high income?
Yeah. So like, that's exactly it. So when she doesn't go to daycare, that means I'm on full-time dad duty, which is, you know, fair.
What's wrong with it? Imagine the money you save though.
Well, I mean, I need to be flexible to work on other projects. You know?
Fucking projects you got? PlayStation?
This is a project, motherfucker.
We're on the
project.
So your daughter's at daycare?
No, not right now. She's in bed right now, but I teach bagpipes, I teach music, which is how I got COVID, by the way. It was one of my fucking students. I have side hustles. I haven't written anything lately because the election's pending, but I've been writing tweets and writing content for a certain political party as a side hustle as well. We'll keep it nonpartisan, but I've had little side hustles here and there. Got the weekend show at Shea 106, as we've talked about.
Oh, how's that? How's that going?
That's going great. Yeah.
Who's the boss there?
His name's Adam Thompson. You know who the fucking boss is. I heard
he's rough though. I heard he's harsh.
Yeah, he fired you. That's why you're saying that.
He's a great guy.
I had Lou on last episode. Lou, who's actually, it's funny you guys worked together for a short time there. He was on. We're shooting the shit. Yeah, it's going great, man. It's just nice.
Do you like weekends? Like, because morning radio is a tough thing, man.
I'm not into doing mornings. No,
you'll never do it again.
I don't say I'll never do it again because you know, I never say no to a good opportunity,
right?
But no, I'm not. I'm happy to work by myself for a bit. I like the weekends because I know who I'm talking to. Like I know who I get on the air and I'm like, were you scared
when you know how, like, you've been doing radio long enough, right? So you get to a point in it where you just go in and you just take it easy for a while, right? But when you walked into that Shea studio, did you get that nervousness like you did when you first got a chance on the wireless?
There was a certain, like, obviously I was nervous because it's a great opportunity. It's market number 5 in Canada. Ottawa's a big city.
What's market number 1, Toronto?
Yeah, so it's Toronto's number 1 for the non-radio. We always, man, listen, I'm sorry for those who, if you get bored with the radio backstory.
Oh, sorry.
But no, it's okay. But it's inevitably happens because my favorite people to talk to are radio or comic people. So, you know, anyways, so here, yeah. But market number 1 is Toronto. So we're going to go down this road. Market number 2 is Vancouver. Market number three is Calgary. Market number four is Edmonton. Market number five is Ottawa.
And then?
Montreal, number six. Okay. Number seven, Winnipeg. Number eight is Quebec City. Number nine is Hamilton.
Okay. Hamilton.
Where I also worked, yeah.
So I'm sure you're up to date with everything that's going on at Q107. That's pretty crazy. Or Chorus as a whole.
Oh, fuck, man. So, yeah. So I'm actually going to have, speaking of old flames and radio people, Melanie Martin's going to come on the podcast in the next episode following this one. There's a forward tease, as we call it in the business. To chit-chat about that. Her take on that as a female in broadcasting. But right. I guess two guys can talk about it too. Yeah, John Derringer is he gone?
Is he done? Is he done?
Yeah,
he's on suspension.
He's on suspension, but there's no way he's coming back. And for those who don't know John Derringer, he's the morning guy at Q107 in Toronto, and probably the highest paid, most notorious radio host in Canada. And he was levied on accusations that span decades of not sexual misconduct, but still very damaging verbal abuse and specifically towards females. He's finished, dude. He's totally finished as far as I'm concerned. And Chorus has a lot of pie on their face, as a result of that. And it's tough to... They're going to take a financial hit by getting rid of John Derringer because he was a moneymaker. That's, though it's kept him, flying under the radar, not under the radar, but kept him employed for all these years. But also they got pie on their face. So they've got a, PR sort of issue as well. Yeah. Good luck to them. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say is good luck to them.
Yeah.
It's kind of shitty. But
It is shitty. It's shitty for everybody involved.
Yeah, but I am really liking being at Shea. And as I was saying to Lou last episode, man, I'm so glad to be on a mainstream rock format like that, like AC/DC, TNT, or Shook Me All Night Long. Oh, I fucking will bathe in it. I will eat it up every single day. Because I was starting to get burnt out on it before I ended up, in Barrie playing Corey Hart and, and various 80s hits.
Where do you see radio going in 5 years? What do you think it's gonna morph into? Do you think it's in trouble as a whole, or do you think it's gonna be around for a while?
I think it's gonna continue to merge. I think it's gonna keep merging and merging and merging. Let's keep going down the path. Let's keep talking shop.
Is breakfast radio done? Should breakfast radio be moved from 6 to 10 to 8 to 12?
I think it's gonna depend on the time zone, and I think we're gonna have national formats. We're not gonna have a local city has a radio station. It's gonna be one brand. So let's pick Kiss. Kiss will just be an app on your phone. It won't be Kiss Ottawa. Mm. It won't be Kiss Toronto. It'll just be an app on your phone that hopefully you download and listen to. I just don't see the current model standing up, but that being said, I'm here to go down to the ship. I definitely am. I like what it is. I like what radio is.
Yeah, it's a special thing, that's for sure.
And was I nervous? To answer your question back to that, was I nervous walking into Shea? Yeah, I kind of was.
That's a good feeling.
I grew up here, man. I grew up here in Ottawa. And so I remember as a kid, the Shea 106 hot air balloon, up over the city, and Doc and Woody cross the street from the Bear over to Shea 106. Like, I remember all this shit when I was a kid. This is like nostalgia for me, and it's coming home, and it's a lot of different things. So I was nervous because I actually knew the fucking people that were listening. I cracked the mic for the first time in Barrie, and I didn't fucking know anybody in Barrie, and I didn't care. I just came in and said what I said and did what I did. And in the first week I asked the mayor if he peed in the shower. I came out swinging hard.
Did he?
He sidestepped the answer. I don't even remember what his pussy answer was. Sorry, Mayor Jeff. Love you. But it was a fucking total wanker on the air.
He's running for the Liberal Party right now.
Yeah. And I hope my buddy Alex Nuttall becomes mayor, to be honest. Speaking of that local thing. But yeah, he cracked the mic in first time in Barrie. I wasn't nervous for shit because, you know, I've been in a bunch of cities, you know, introduced myself to that audience in the best way I could every time. But yeah, I actually knew the people by name, you know, people who knew me as a teenager were listening, you know, because I put it on my Facebook and everybody in the local, you know, Almont High School reunion Facebook group shared it, right. You know?
Did you have the I made it moment? Like when
not Saturday and Sunday afternoons. I mean, let's not,
as long as it works for you, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it works for me, man. It allows me Monday to Friday to, you know, sort of hang out with the fam and, you know, yeah. And be the family guy to keep the house to work. Man, I'm working on a garden, you know, I'm like worried about the birds shitting on my back deck. You know, like that's I'm literally at war with the birds shitting on my back deck right now.
Put a big fearsome looking bird out there.
Yeah.
Like
what did you get, man? No, I haven't got it, but Lisa and I are fighting over it. So I'm getting this. And I don't know why anyone would not want a fucking mechanical owl on a post, which it has its head fucking rotate 360 degrees around and makes cawing noises to literally motion censored scare away the birds, man.
Brilliant. Like, how much is this?
It's like $24 on friggin' Amazon.
Okay. Yeah, what does Lisa want?
She doesn't want me to do anything. She's just fucking leaving it alone. She's like, I bought a pressure washer. Just fucking pressure wash the deck. And I'm like,
what?
Well, no, let's solve the problem. Right. You know, that's where I am. But again, that's the guy solution, right? Well, I don't want a Band-Aid. And I don't want to have to fucking pressure. Man, there is so much shit. These birds are fucking assholes.
Where are they sitting? They're sitting somewhere and shitting above you. Where are they sitting?
Our neighbor's roof, our fucking roof. Like, dude, it's crazy. It's all through the neighborhood. And it's like, they shit on my barbecue. They shit on my fucking patio cushions. They, you know, like, I don't want to have to wipe off patio cushions every other day with fucking birds. They shit in my daughter's little wading pool that we have out there. Like, fuck.
Those pricks, man.
Don't invest with them. So I'm going to war, but like, yeah, Lisa's not having it. She's like, you have better things to do with your time. And I'm like, I don't know if I do. this is the suburban life that I live in now, man. It's so fucking weird.
As long as you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I am. Lisa and I were joking. We were out for a family walk tonight with our daughter and, you know, she's getting big now and she's walking and she wanted to walk the whole way. She didn't want to go in the stroller when we walked a long way, man, for her especially. It was crazy. But we were looking at each other and just looking at the scene that we were in. And she says, you know, I don't even fucking know how we ended up here. You know, like this wasn't the plan. This wasn't where things were headed. I said, honey, you remember in 2016 when Donald Trump got elected as U.S. president? She's like, yeah. I said, remember that article I showed you, you know, that Facebook told me not to click on? I clicked on. It talked about how in 2016, when Donald Trump was elected as president of the United States, there was actually us shifting into an alternate universe. She's like, yes. Said, yeah, this is our alternate universe. You know, 2016, Donald Trump, you know, and all of a sudden, boom, our alternate universe. The universe before that wasn't part of the plan. Now it is. You know, it's so weird how things end up.
Who orchestrated this, Trump?
The alternate universe.
Yeah, no, who pushed us into it?
It was the Hadron Collider. You know that thing you have, the big hadron that smashes atoms.
God particle. Yep.
Yeah, they found the God particle. Yeah, so that was like, I think in 2016, as if my recollection of this, you know, sketchy blog post or news article or whatever you want to call it. The Weekly World News article.
Can I just ask, while you're researching this stuff, is this when your daughter's at daycare?
Yeah.
Right. So you are doing important research.
No, I read this years ago, man. Like, this is like years old information, but if you can even call it that. But it was the Hadron. It's something like either they turned on the Hadron Collider for the first time or they shut it down or something. I can't remember what the series of events was, but it was like that shifted us into an alternate universe.
Can we keep
and then doing Donald it? Trump was elected.
Can we keep doing it?
Going into another universe? Like, yeah, you mean
we,
like...
Can we jump again?
Sure, why not? I think we're jumping all the time. We just don't even know it.
You convinced of this?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it depends how much weed I smoke.
It's an interesting way of looking at it.
Man, I got all sorts of interesting views on the world, yeah. Yeah, some of the, if you look up quantum physics, like, I'm not even going to go into detail on this, because again, I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. This is just all shit that I just sort of like, just like jumps into my head every once in a while.
Right, what do you got on quantum physics?
Just nothing. No, just like, yeah, it's a wild trip if you try and read about it, and how, like, you know, nothing ever happens the same way. There's no predictability in certain aspects of quantum physics. And that means that, like, there are always alternate universes being created. There's always a spinoff. Like, the fact that if I can imagine an alternate universe and I say, oh, you know, wouldn't it be funny if there's an alternate universe where, you know, we have houses built out of pickles? Then just me even thinking about it probably means that I just created it. Yeah, it's out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Fascinating.
That's kind of like, I don't say it's something I believe in, but it's a thought that I have.
You're out there creating.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm even talking about this on my podcast. I can't believe I'm talking about this on mic. Like, this is what happens when I don't smoke weed and have COVID for like 7 days, and then I smoke weed for the first time and hop on a podcast with Oz, of all people, who brings out the weird in me every time, man.
Well, I'm fascinated by weirdness and what people believe.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned, I have a buddy who's a flat earther, and he fully believes it is, man. And here you are creating realities just by thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And there's alternate realities. I probably died. You know, I was like, oh, man. There was one time, man. Okay, when I was like maybe 12, I think, I was in a canoe with some of my cousins. And we went into like this like whirlpool, like waterfall thing. And the canoe got flipped over. And they jumped out and cleared like the undertow of the waterfall. But I was stuck in it. And like, I luckily was able to like pop up under the canoe because it had flipped over. So there's an air bubble up in the canoe. Right. And I was able to breathe in there. And then I was able to like figure out where my bearings were and where I had to swim and blah, blah, blah. So I got out. But I honestly, man, that was like in the sixth grade. Ever since then, I'm like, there's another version of this world where I died there. Like, I fucking believe that. I believe that since I was like 11. So
how many versions of you are there out there then? Like,
billions, man. Billions.
So you basically just branch off.
Yeah. And yeah, there's probably another reality out there where Lisa and I don't have a kid. There's probably another reality out there where we're not together and I have like 8 kids. You know, like, who knows? You know, I don't know. But see, I just said that. So now that they're there, I just thought that up. So it probably happened. Yeah, that's what I believe sometimes.
I'm just thinking about all the bad shit I've thought about that have created realities.
Yeah, oh yeah, man. There's some evil versions of me out there too, man. There's some really fucked up versions of me out there for sure. Well, that's been an hour, Oz. It's been great hanging out, man.
Yeah, absolutely. As
Thanks
always.
For hanging. Love your backdrop, by the way. You got all sorts of sports memorabilia going on up there. Yeah,
Tommy Chong over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry. I got the logo up. Hang on. I'll take it down. Yeah, there's Tommy Chong.
Love Tommy Chong.
There he is. Jay's on tonight. Hopefully, I'll just go catch the tail end of that. Oz, thanks for being on the podcast tonight, man.
Thank you for having me.
The Wizard of Oz, thank you for subscribing and for checking out the podcast live stream here this evening via Facebook, Twitter, and the Dean Blundell Network. And don't forget to subscribe again, Apple Podcasts on Spotify as well. We're big on Spotify now. Thank you for the uptick in Spotify subscriptions. Big Chris Live. Find it wherever you find podcasts.
I'm Connie Teeson, the host of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. We focus on Canada and the challenges facing Canadian radio and TV, as well as highlighting those moving the industry forward from podcasting and streaming to new broadcast tech. Check us out at BroadcastDialogue.com or your favorite podcast app.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of 5 podcast producers. Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundel from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.